When Henry VII ascended the English throne in 1485, he inherited a kingdom exhausted by decades of dynastic conflict, political instability, and social uncertainty. The long and bloody struggle known as the Wars of the Roses had devastated much of England's ruling elite and undermined confidence in the monarchy itself. Noble families had fought one another for power, kings had been deposed and restored, and the authority of the crown had often seemed fragile and temporary. Many English men and women had grown accustomed to uncertainty, wondering which noble faction would next claim the right to rule. The victory of Henry Tudor at the Battle of Bosworth Field marked far more than the defeat of Richard III. It represented the beginning of a new era in English history. Although later generations would remember Henry VIII and Elizabeth I as the most famous Tudor monarchs, it was Henry VII who laid the foundations upon which Tudor greatness would be built. His reign transformed England from a kingdom weakened by civil war into a more stable and centralized state. Through careful diplomacy, financial discipline, political caution, and relentless determination, Henry restored royal authority and established a dynasty that would dominate English history for more than a century. Henry's path to the throne had been anything but straightforward, as his claim was relatively weak when measured against traditional standards of hereditary succession. He descended from the royal line through his mother, Margaret Beaufort, whose family connection to the House of Lancaster came through an illegitimate line that had later been legitimized but excluded from succession rights. Few observers in the middle of the 15th century would have predicted that Henry Tudor would one day become king. Much of Henry's early life was spent in uncertainty and exile. Born in 1457 at Pembroke Castle in Wales, he entered the world at a time when the struggle between the rival houses of Lancaster and York was already consuming England. His father, Edmund Tudor, died before Henry was born, leaving the infant dependent upon the protection and determination of his remarkable mother. As Yorkist victories accumulated during the wars, Henry became a potential threat to Yorkist rulers and therefore a target. To survive, Henry spent many years abroad, primarily in Brittany and later in France, and exile shaped his character profoundly. Unlike many English nobles raised amid luxury and privilege, Henry learned caution, patience, and self-control. He spent years observing political intrigue, foreign diplomacy, and the dangers faced by those who lacked secure power, and these experiences taught him valuable lessons that would later influence his style of kingship. By the early 1480s, dissatisfaction with Yorkist rule was growing. The sudden death of Edward IV in 1483 created a crisis of succession. His young son, Edward V, never reached the throne in any meaningful sense, as Edward's uncle seized power and became Richard III. The disappearance of the young princes from the Tower of London generated suspicion throughout the kingdom, and whether Richard was responsible or not, many contemporaries believed that he had removed his nephews to secure his position. Opposition to Richard III gradually coalesced around Henry Tudor. Although Henry's claim was weak, he offered something many powerful figures desired: an alternative to the existing regime. His promise to marry Elizabeth of York, daughter of Edward IV, proved particularly significant, as such a marriage would unite the rival houses of Lancaster and York, symbolically ending the dynastic divisions that had fueled decades of conflict. In August 1485, Henry landed in Wales with a relatively small force. His invasion was a calculated gamble that depended not only upon military skill but also upon convincing influential English nobles to abandon Richard III. As Henry advanced through Wales and into England, support slowly accumulated. The decisive confrontation occurred at Bosworth Field on August 22, 1485. The battle was one of the most significant turning points in English history.